Who let the Dalton in? Who? Who let the Dalton in? Who let the Dalton in? Who let the Dalton in? Who?
Yeah. That's nice. Won't you say hello to my podcast guy, Jesse? That's an interesting outfit, Jesse. It makes you look like a homosexual.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. They don't usually thank you for that. Well, maybe the rest of our podcast listeners are all homosexuals too. I don't know.
I don't know.
Diversity.
I'll just go full opposite on you.
That works. Welcome to Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. I'm the host tonight along with the usual suspects, starring Gabriel Byrne and Kevin Spacey. Can we mention his name on the show anymore?
No.
Okay.
No, he's dead to all of us.
Jesse Kimball at the end of the table.
That's me.
Lindsay Wolfgang to my right.
Hello.
And to my left, nobody.
No one. Silence.
Still
crickets.
Missing Mandy.
An empty space. I could just lie and say Allie's here, and no one would know the difference.
Oh, she wouldn't have said the hi at the beginning.
She does more of a hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah,
that sounds nothing like her.
Now you start sounding like a gremlin.
A little bit. I think she normally does like the hello.
Hello.
She does like a you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
There's
Yo.
Mandy. There's Dalton.
We said we were going to do it last week and you thought we were bluffing. Well, guess what, motherfucker? We're doing it. We're going to talk about our top 10 favorite action movies, comedy movies. It's action and comedy, horror, and then animation. And we all have lists that we definitely did not write at the last minute.
Nope, definitely not. I definitely did not predict that correctly last week.
And we definitely don't have a bunch of movies that we all like, but then as soon as the show's over, we're going to go,
Damn it, I should have put this one on.
Absolutely.
I think this would have been a better choice. First off, round the news happening as we speak. I don't know.
You got more stuff that I haven't heard?
I don't know. What have you heard?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I heard what you played on Morning Joe this morning.
Well, I just went to CNN to see if there was anything, and big letters, White House preparing national emergency proclamation. Trump administration has identified $7 billion in funds to create a border wall. They really, really want that wall.
Can't they just buy him a Lego set and let him go to town?
At this point, you know what? I'm almost thinking, like, just build the fucking wall. Just build it.
Yeah, and then we can tear it down like Berlin.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it doesn't do anything, then who cares? We're burning money anyway.
But it's going to burn so much money.
If baby needs his bottle, give him his chocolate milk, you know? And then when it doesn't change anything, then in 4 or 5 years, the Democrats can go, yeah, remember when that was an idea you guys had?
Yeah, and then they're out several billion dollars.
We'll just make more. We own the money. We can print more, Jesse.
It doesn't work that way. You have to have gold to back it up.
All right, so what we'll do, we'll give everybody... dollars.
We're going to create that self-sustaining economy.
Yes.
What is happening back here?
It's an ambulance.
That's a very loud ambulance.
And a fire truck.
We got some cop cars, too.
Someone's in a lot of trouble.
Boy, Cape Girardeau is just a magical place.
I mean, in fairness, we are very close to both the fire station and police station.
Yeah, Shannon, but usually they don't go driving like that when they do
it. You get a road toad pop.
I don't know what a road toad is.
It's from Fallout.
Well, I don't talk to them. I just shoot them.
Okay.
Or I don't. I don't know.
I thought it was
Is it
cool
from Fallout
looking.
76? Because, okay. There's
I
more
don't
coming.
Know.
There there's are, in fact, there's more coming. And is this the cop car that Lindsay was wondering about? We'll see in just a
Sounds
second.
Bigger.
Nope, that's a another second fire truck.
Someone's in a lot of trouble.
Or not, because they will send fire trucks.
Oh, yeah. You remember the fire that happened next to my apartment?
I remember the one that happened in your apartment.
Three fire trucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't in my
apartment.
It was in
your building.
Yeah, it was in our building.
Yeah.
There were more than three fire trucks.
I'll never forget it because you came down and told us about it, and then you went door to door, and I joined you, like, telling people, like, hey, you need to get out of here. There's a fire upstairs. And I felt so bad for the girl that lived above you because she, like, literally ran out in just, like, her nightshirt which she had to keep closed because she wasn't wearing a bra and her breasts were going to fall out. And her, what was it, her dog or her cat was upstairs and they wouldn't let her go get it.
And then when they did let a dog out, it went like running down the street.
I don't remember that part at all.
You don't remember the, her being out there freaking out because she wanted to get upstairs because her cat was, I think, pretty sure it was her cat.
I think you're combining stories.
That's the same story.
Because I don't remember
people
her,
that lived above you.
They did not have a pet.
This is the same story. I am positive this happened. I'm not crazy.
Because I had a cat that I wasn't supposed to have.
Well, they paid for theirs legally. Their cat didn't come across the border. Got to build that cat wall.
Because I sent mine over to your apartment.
Remember that.
Yeah, I figured that was going to be an issue. And it was. Or would have been had the cat stayed.
Well, maybe. That apartment is so fucking stupid.
Yeah, it really is. Because motherfuckers kicked my door in.
They did. Even though you were home.
Yeah, because I was standing outside.
That's right. They kicked your door in because you weren't in the room to tell them.
Yeah, I was not in the apartment to tell them.
I'm outside.
Right. They kicked my door in to make sure the apartment was clear because the apartment across the hallway from mine, like in our building.
Which you should have just left the door open.
I should have, and now I know.
Well, he didn't want people going in there and taking shit.
I mean, I understand that.
It's habit. The one across the hallway from me, those dumb sons bitches, they put like a cigarette out or something like that.
In a trash can.
And then
in
the trash can next to their toilet. And that's really the only thing that apparently kept everything from going up in flames because the whatever lit on fire in the trash can melted the something like with the pipe, something near the toilet. So it just started spraying water everywhere. So like the only thing that really got set on fire. No, they had a dog in that apartment. Maybe that's what you're thinking of. No, there was a dog in the apartment that was on fire.
The dog was on fire?
The dog was not on fire.
Shit, the way you worded that. You need to choose your words better.
The dog was in the apartment that was on fire.
I could sworn. I could have sworn. But I don't know for sure because I got a bad memory, so I don't want to tell you for sure that you're wrong. So I'm just going to think it to myself.
That's fair.
And think it out loud.
I don't remember that being an issue, but that doesn't mean it wasn't.
That song you heard at the beginning of the show, that was by one of our listeners. It was a special mix that he created based on something that happened on the Tuesday show.
Are you really going to open
also,
with that? That's great.
He's never commented to tell me if I said his name right because I think it's Ciro Villegas.
I was about to say Ciro Villegas or Villegas. I was going to say Villegas because I'm stupid. I'm pretty sure Ciro Villegas the third.
The third, yes. Because yeah, he was one of those fine folks that commented on Facebook after an episode of the podcast. And I was like, please. Because I was asking for people to, if you were from Texas, to chime in because Texas is our second biggest state in terms of listens. And I was like, if you were from Texas.
Yeah, what the fuck, Illinois?
Illinois, slacking.
Tanner?
They used to be number two. Yeah.
Oh, they're number two.
Oh, as in you're there. A number two, is that the joke?
No, either way, you know where I'm going with it.
I do. He's from the great state of Texas, which is our number two popular state.
And we love Texas here. I've been to Texas Roadhouse at least once.
King of the Hill is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Ciro, if you're listening, Ciro, and God, we hope that's your name. If it's like Chiro or, Charo.
And we're just completely butchering
your
name.
We're butchering your
name.
And
now Shannon's making fun of your name.
I would never make fun of Cylon's name.
God damn it.
I love him like a brother. but one day we're going to come down to Texas and visit Arlen. We're going to go there.
It's apparently right outside of Dallas.
It doesn't exist.
It's based, right? Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's a combination of, I think, like two cities.
Yeah, like two suburbs outside of Dallas or something like that.
But yeah, King of the Hill is one of our favorite shows. So
it's so good.
Are you all like King of the Hill?
I
want you to let us know. Just message us. Shoot us a message. Which one are you more like? Are you more like Hank, Dale, Boomhauer, or Bill? And if you don't know what we're talking about, I'm going to need you to unsubscribe. Or go watch some King of the Hill. One or the other.
I mean, realistically, if he's listening to this show, he's probably more like Bobby. That's not meant to be an insult.
Ciro's not right.
That boy ain't right. No, because let's be fair.
I think he's saying we're all more like Bobby.
All of us are more like Bobby than we are any of the other cast members of that show.
Well, I don't know. Matt Sin is definitely John Redcorn. Although he's not part of the cast.
That's he's probably the only person that I know personally that is more like a character other than Bobby.
Bob and Bill. Yeah, you know where I'm going too. With this.
Yeah, you didn't have to say both names.
I did. But I did. And that's why it's funny.
Oh, yeah. But no, yeah, that's accurate.
He made us that mix after something I said on Tuesdays I Want to Believe. And I can't express enough. I know we're joking about it, but I can't express enough when something like that happens how much joy we take from it.
It was awesome. Oh, yeah.
Because Hunter Hendricks, who used to be a co-host here on the show and has now moved on to greener pastures, but still good friends with all of us, he posted it in the group chat. That's where I first saw it. And I was like, how the hell did you find this? And then I saw I had a notification from Podzilla. And yeah, we were all just laughing about it. I went and woke Lindsay up. I'm like, yeah, you got
to
hear this.
I had like just gone to bed like maybe a half hour ago. And he's like, I have to show you something.
Listen.
I'm like, I'm just glad. Well, first I thought you were trying to show me a video. I'm like, how are my glasses on? I'm not going to be able to see anything. You're like, just listen.
Yeah, just listen. Who let the Dalton in?
Basically, that made my fucking week. That a fan made us a fucking like compilation video. That was great.
Which was hilarious.
I mean, it's not, I guess, a video, but a song.
Close enough.
Yeah, regardless, they made something for us and put that shit on YouTube. And yeah, made my week.
Now the bad news.
Uh-oh.
You did not get our permission to use the picture, so we will be suing you.
No.
I kid. But I'm thinking Zane Laney needs to step it up. I need a full music video at this point.
No, Zane's giving us cash. He's fine.
I want Zane to make a video of him lifting to that song, or a new song specifically for it. Zane, I also want you to get a tattoo. Okay, that's all.
Damn.
What?
You ask a lot of Zane.
I love Zane. I want to meet our fans. I really do. I would love to meet Zane Laney. I'd love to meet Ciro.
I would love for us to get big enough
that we could
have like a convention.
Oh yeah.
A PZ85, like a Rooster Teeth has RTX. Yeah.
Even if it's a small convention, Texas. You know?
Yeah.
Even if it's smaller.
That would be cool. Because if we ever get that big, like all of our OG Patreon subscribers, like we're buying them tickets out.
Yeah.
That's just going to happen.
But we can't get the big guests. So like we don't get Veronica Taylor from Pokemon. Instead, we've got like the first mom from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air before they replaced her. We've got...
Some people might be interested enough to see it.
We've got the Black Ranger, but from like season 8. You know, not Walter Jones, that's for sure.
Or Johnny Young Bosch.
But coincidentally, Walter Jones and John, Austin St. John,
yes,
will be appearing at Cape Comic Con.
Totally awesome.
Yeah, along with Veronica Taylor. Yep. And the recently announced Animal from wrestling. Because you know what happened to Hawk? He did. Fact,
I didn't know that.
Do you want to hear the classiest joke I've made this week?
No.
Actually, there's two. When we filmed the Smash Brothers thing and, you know, we're playing on the stage with the ring because that's where we're going to do it, there were people hiding on the lights above the ring.
The rafters.
Yeah. And I jumped up there.
Did I just already forget about this joke? Oh, okay. No, never mind. I remember the joke.
I jumped up there and I found like a bunch of Anne Franks up here. Just hiding out. So I thought that was going to be the worst one I made. And I apologize to Anne Frank for that one. But then when they announced that Animal was going to be at Road Warrior Animal from the Legion of Doom, one of the greatest tag teams of all time, was going to be at Comic-Con and at CCW, I messaged Jason at the same time. And I said, you may have booked Animal for the CCW, but I just booked Hawk for I Want to Believe.
Oh!
For the Halloween special. We're busting out the Ouija board again.
God damn.
Yeah. That one hurts. That hurts me.
And yet you still made it.
Well, made it again.
Jokes have to be made.
Do they? They don't always have to be made.
Drama don't pay the bills around here. Mm. The fans come for the squalor.
and you bring it hard.
Nobody defiles themselves quite like Shannon Young.
Boy, if that ain't the truth.
Shucks howdy.
All right.
Do we have a motherfucker of the week, or can we just say it's me?
What about the two Arkansas kids with their Southern pride?
I didn't hear about this story.
It's heritage, not hate, God damn it. It's just a story about these kids who are wearing like
Confederate flag
hoodies and face paint, and they told them to take it off because it was offensive.
Berryville?
Jesus.
Arkansas.
Speaking of Arkansas, we're going to have Austin Lane's top 10 list on the show tonight. I'd like to get Austin's thought on this process. Austin currently hiding his rebel flag. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Lane does not have a rebel flag, for the record, I don't think. If he does, he'd be the only one I'd trust with it, to be fair.
Is it a trust thing? Like,
well, it's a heritage thing.
It sure
Southern
is.
Pride.
God damn it.
Hunter.
What are you proud of about that flag?
I like the color scheme, red, white, and blue. I feel like they should use it more often.
I got another flag for you, homie.
Those kids can be the motherfuckers of the week. Fuck kids. But Shannon, they're just kids. Yeah, well, fuck them.
They know better. Yeah. They should know better.
I hope they get put in a cell with R. Kelly.
He's going to piss all over them.
Now, they're boys, though.
Yeah, well.
I think there was a dumb redneck girl in there, too.
I mean, once you're in jail, like, everything apparently starts to look the same. A hole's a hole, they say.
Wow.
Jesus. That's the one. That's the one that broke me.
I can't believe I got Shannon on something gross.
I remember there
over
was
the a, line?
There was an old Chris Rock thing where it was in a stand-up special where he was talking about he was basing it on a HBO documentary about being in jail, and they were talking to prisoners about tossing salad. And it was the first time I ever heard the term tossing salad. And he was talking about, you know, you could pretend a dick's something else, but when you're eating ass, you know it's ass. And I always disagreed with that. You could very much pretend that ass is vagina.
No,
although
you
it's
can't.
Yeah, it's probably not going to work as well. But what?
You,
but what
you
are
cannot
you gonna,
compare a brown eye and a pink eye. Like, they're very
Jesus
different.
Jesus Christ.
Mandy's not here. Somebody's got to say it.
But what about the dick? I feel like if you're sucking on a dick, you know it's a dick.
It's a really, really, really big clit.
No.
That is like a fucking China level of clit there that I don't want to get involved
China
in.
China level.
Yeah, like China the wrestler.
Oh.
She had a sex tape.
I got
tape.
That one at yeah. least.
She had a sex tape with X-Pac.
I'm not a wrestling guy, so.
Her clit was engorged constantly. Mm. It looked like one of those little Vienna sausages.
Oh.
Probably didn't taste as good.
That's weird.
Do you like Vienna sausages?
I don't
either. But they used to have these like pickled little pickled things that looked like Vienna sausages kind of. They were little sausages type things, and they were pickled, and I used to eat the shit out of them. I would buy them at the store and just eat them. Out the jar.
I don't like anything pickled. I like little smokies.
I think I've ever had a little smoky.
They're, I mean...
It's, shit, but you did just remind me of another comedy. Fuck. Someone's got to go.
Yeah, no, I've got, like, my list of comedies is probably the worst one. Because it was one of those things, like, I had mentioned before, off the show, that I basically wrote down movies until I couldn't think of any more to write down. And then I narrowed down my top 10 from that. And like for horror, I got right at 10. I could probably have gone more, but eh. And then action, I got way over 10. Animation, I got over 10. Comedy, I got significantly over 10 before I stopped writing.
See, horror was the hard one for me because there are so many horror movies I like, but I tried to like, okay, which ones do I love and I also feel like are important to the genre?
Yeah, because I mean, and that's what I was trying to think too. Like, I would think of more movies, but it's like, is this a top 10 of all time quality movie?
Right.
Well, we were doing more favorites than top 10.
It's definitely
of all
favorites
time.
Over best, but I feel like to you, they are the best. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. the line's blurred in a way.
Like, because I know, like, for horror movies, for me, what was narrowing it down is if I'm willing to watch it by myself and not being forced to watch it.
Right enough. Also, so how are we going to deliver these that isn't going to take, you know, 3 hours?
Fuck, I just thought of another comedy film. God damn it.
Are we just going to give, like...
Can we just break this into a four-part series or our lists are already done?
We can get these over. We can get these over with.
So we'll just do our list of horror films and see, you know, see if we agree and disagree.
And then compare afterwards. I don't know.
Well, do we want to go around the table and just name them off? Or do we want to give our list and then go around, like, each of us give our list?
Probably.
Or do we take turns?
That would probably be the only way for this to get done quickly.
Okay.
Is for each of us to just give our full list.
We don't have a plan.
All right. Yeah, well, let's start.
About stuff sooner.
I'm hearing that's horror a lot. So let's start with horror.
That's actually what I got listed first, too.
All right,
so
Jesse, you want to take the first shift?
All right. Yeah, I can do that. All right. So this order can change kind of at any time, depending on how I feel. But in general, in horror, my list is going to be Sweeney Todd at number 10.
Think about that one.
Number 9, I have The Ritual. Number 8.
If ever we have an overlap one, I'm going to go like ah!
Okay. Number 8, Nightmare on Elm Street. Number 7, VHS. Hmm. Number 6, Cabin in the Woods. Mm-hmm. Number 5 is Oculus. Hmm. Number 4, Grave Encounters.
Ah.
Number 3, It.
Mm.
The 2017 version.
I assumed.
Number 2, The Grudge. And number 1, Paranormal Activity.
That's a solid list. That's a good list. That's like the horror starter pack, you fucking millennial. I'm sorry. Lindsay's sad. Why are you so sad looking?
I don't know.
Because everybody at this table is a millennial.
She felt bad for you.
I guess.
Lindsay, you want to go ahead and go over your list?
Okay.
And then
mine
I'll judge yours.
Is not in a 1 to 10 order. I just picked 10.
That's what I did. I didn't have them in order.
I also have Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
The Craft. Ginger Snaps. Trick or Treat. As Above is Below.
As Above, So Below.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I did that one off the top of my head. I didn't look that
also
one
have
up.
A story about The Craft, just a real quick one.
It, An American Werewolf in London.
Ah!
Night of the Living Dead.
I'm not going to do that anymore.
Zombieland and Dawn of the Dead.
Well, that's
love Zombieland.
Yeah, that's the good, you know.
Lindsay's,
I like horror films and games list.
Yeah, Lindsay got a lot of zombies on there.
Yeah, you have a lot of zombies on there.
Well, you've had me watch a lot of zombie movies, and the ones that are on there, I can watch on my own without being freaked out.
Which is crazy because zombies are not my favorite genre. Like, I actually think they're probably my least favorite horror trope.
I mean, to be fair, of all of these movies on here, the only ones I watched on my own prior to you is The Craft and Night of the Living Dead.
Which Night of the Living Dead?
The original, black and white.
I like the Savini version a little better, but that's just a personal preference. They're both really good. Jesse, what's your Exorcist story?
The
Exorcist.
Craft. My bad.
So The Craft. All right, so back when I was, because when did The Craft come out? Like 94, 95, something like that?
Mid-90s, mid to late-ish
90s. It was mid-90s. Yeah. Okay, so at that point, like, Jesse was under 10. Like 7 or 8 probably when that movie came out, or at least when I saw it, or when I rented it. I rented it. Thinking for some reason, because I was really dumb as a 7-year-old, that was the Spice Girls movie.
Wait, what?
I cannot even begin to tell you what my 7-year-old justification was for it. But Jake and I went over there and we rented that movie thinking that it was
Spice World?
Spice World. We didn't rent it. I saw it on cable. And, I just, like, changed it to, I didn't pay attention to the title of the movie or anything like that. I just saw the three actresses on screen, and I got, like, 20 minutes in before I was like, I don't think this is Spice World. Because I do distinctly remember.
Or you were thinking, man, they really turned the edge up on the Spice Girls.
I definitely remember watching it for about 20 minutes before I realized that it was not Spice World. It took that long.
That's hilarious.
There are no songs or anything. I want to hear Wannabe.
The fact that you were so disappointed you couldn't hear Wannabe by the Spice Girls. Well, here we have the, we're going to call this list the best of the best, but as he said, it's really more favorites than best. So this is the favorites Austin's. Of the favorites list from the Austin Lane, wrestling's greatest
treasure.
I thought
that was a joke that we were getting something from Austin.
No, he sent me a full list for all of them.
Damn.
Yeah, he's that serious
about
it. So
he's technically our fourth tonight.
Yeah, seriously. Austin Lane, our silent fourth here tonight, and God, I wish he was here. I actually thought about trying to call him and putting them on the line. But there's that whole, one, the delay, like when someone hears you versus when you, it just throws everything off. For a whole show, that'd be difficult.
Yeah.
But his top 10 horror, we've got The Exorcist, The Nightmare on Elm Street, The Shining, or The Shining, if you're in The Simpsons. The Evil Dead, which I'm assuming he means the original, but it could be the remake. Halloween, I'm assuming the original. Night of the Living Dead, The Thing, Jaws, Alien, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And his honorable mention, he put Friday the 13th.
Wasn't that like the top 10 list we read last week for horror? Like, I think that was almost right down the list.
Almost verbatim. I think there were some different ones on there.
It's a solid list. Don't get me wrong. I was just trying to think of like the, it was the one that I was reading.
Yeah.
I know a lot of those movies were on there. And granted, they're all really good movies. And
I mean, were you looking at like Austin Lane's blog?
It could have been. Because I didn't know his real name was Brian at the time.
Jesse?
Oh, my
Don't tell people that his name's Brian, that you can find him on Jerry Springer.
No.
I miss you, Austin. My list is kind of similar. I got a couple different ones on there. My favorite 10 favorite horror films of all time, and this list could change weekly. when it comes to me and horror, it could change. But this is what I was thinking of right now. The thing, and some of these are guaranteed to be on there no matter what. The Thing will always be on my top 10 horror list. It is probably my favorite horror film of all time. American Werewolf in London will always be on my horror list because it's probably first or second. The Grudge, because I really like that movie. Tales from the Crypt presents Demon Knight. I'm a huge Tales from the Crypt fan. It Follows.
I actually thought about putting that on my list as well.
I love everything about that movie. Although I did, tangent, I meant to put this in the group chat today. Did anyone ever think about this flaw in It Follows? So It Follows, if you don't know what it is, it's about basically a sexually transmitted disease that follows you, the person that's
supposed to be like an allegory for AIDS or something like that.
And it takes the form of someone that you know or trust or whatever to get close to you, right? You know how it would like turn into their friends or turn, and there or other times it would be random strangers that would just be walking toward her the whole time.
Yeah, because I thought it was always just a random person. Like, because if it got that's close enough to you.
Well, no, she turned into the one guy's mom before she killed him.
Did it?
Yeah, remember the one that the girl slept with the guy, and then his mom attacked him and killed him.
I don't remember.
And I don't remember them.
There was another part where the girl's dad like came in and tried to kill her. But point is, whether it's a stranger or not, the thing can also be invisible. So why the fuck would it ever turn into anything?
I didn't think it could be invisible.
Yeah, the whole end of the movie, remember, they can't see it. So they're like...
I thought that... no, you can only see it if you're infected. And that's how they figured out that it was the monster.
Thank God you did that, because I was getting so pissed off, going like, that ruined the entire movie for me.
No, but yeah,
you're absolutely right. You can only see it if you're infected.
And because it was...
She was telling him orders of, oh, it's over there and stuff.
Yep, and it was one of those like... because like I think the very first time he figures out that it's the monster is because he talks about like the cute blonde or the cute girl in the yellow dress or whatever.
And she doesn't see it.
And then he's like, oh, time to go.
Yeah. So Jesse Campbell just saved that movie.
Woohoo.
Good job.
It's a good movie.
The Blair Witch Project.
Also good. Blair Witch Project. Yeah.
And actually, Blair Witch Project and Blair Witch are both good.
I like Blair Witch as well.
I tried to rewatch Blair Witch 2 Book of Shadows at Halloween. Yeah, it's really not good.
Nope.
Like I thought maybe I gave it a hard time and I'll try it again. Still not good. Evil Dead 2.
Solid.
Because I love the remake of the Evil Dead. I love Army of Darkness. I like the first one. But that's just the best one, Evil Dead 2. All of the Romero films. I couldn't pick one. So, Night of the Living Dead, Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Land of the Dead, Survival of the Dead.
All of the Deads.
Diary of the Dead, yeah.
He wrote zombies better than pretty much anybody else.
He did. He created the zombie subgenre. Yeah. Like, if there was no George Romero, there would be no Walking Dead. There would be no everything else that's involved with zombies.
Yeah, pretty much.
But definitely no Walking Dead. No Fortnite either, probably.
Why?
I don't know. Fucker.
Is George Romero's deeds outweighed by
victory, but at what cost? Poltergeist.
Oh, that's a great movie.
It's one of my favorites. And Creepshow. Creepshow is one of my, probably would be on my list. I put this on there as an honorable mention just because I didn't know what genre to put it in, but if I didn't put it on, I'd hate myself. Gremlins.
Gremlins technically is under horror and comedy.
It's horror and comedy, but both my lists were so stacked with more defined genre films, but I did not want to leave Gremlins off because Gremlins is one of my top five movies of all time general.
Yeah, it's fair.
Gizmo is adorable.
What are we moving on to?
Did we want to like put time afterward to talk about the lists? Or do we just want to like move on lists?
No, we can talk about them because I think we have plenty of time to do it. We should probably have done that before when we were saying our list.
So we can go backwards like and we can talk about Lindsay's list.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
Single her out.
That's fine.
Well, you're a girl.
I am.
Yeah, now I don't remember everything that was on Lindsay's list. I know Zombieland was one that I was seriously thinking about putting down
for Zombieland.
Horror. It's a phenomenal movie, but I actually do have it under comedy. Spoiler alert.
Did you know that
I may not have picked. Oh no, I did put that in my top 10 for Zombieland.
They
comedy.
They made a TV show of that. Did you know that?
I did not.
No.
It was on Amazon.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because I know they're working on a sequel.
Yeah, there was a Zombieland show on Amazon. I think it was Amazon. Let me look it up real quick. What is happening out there today?
Cars.
It's so loud out there tonight.
It really, really is. Yeah, no, I think like Zombieland is in my like top favorite zombie movies in general. Though I'm not a huge fan of zombie movies in general. So.
I like zombie movies when they're really good. But like they make so many zombie films. Also, apparently they just did a pilot, and the pilot was so poorly received they dropped
they're
it.
They're like, nope.
But they are making a sequel, like you said.
Yeah.
But yeah, they make so many zombie films, and so many of them are just kind of okay. Like, oh my God, if you go to, if you can find a movie store anymore and go to like the horror section, there's especially after Walking Dead came out. Yeah, it's zombies everywhere.
Yeah, and, I mean, therefore, like in what, the early 2010s?
Yeah, early 2010s zombie movies were just everything.
Zombies. Every fucking thing was zombies.
Plus Call of Duty put zombie modes on all their games. Like zombies were all over the place.
Yeah, no, zombies and bacon came about as like big parts of pop culture around that time for reasons unknown.
And the bacon is made of zombies, is the weird part.
Huh.
But a good zombie movie,
that's why you have to cook it
really
all
the way. Good. Like the Romero films are super good. But there are so many trash zombie movies, and they're never good zombies. Like they're always just people. They're mm-hmm. just people who
have
walk
been
funny.
Diseased or...
If you're lucky, my yeah. zombies are like they come out of the, you know, they're rotting. You can see
they're actually intestines.
They come from the grave.
They come from yeah. the grave. They're not just like people that are infected. That whole infected zombie craze drove me nuts.
Because I think like they did that just because it was more realistic, and that added to the fear of it. Like, you know, a virus could spread and yeah. cause all this nonsense. Versus, you know, the Romero series where it was just like, you know, the dead were coming back to life.
Yeah. But you can mix the two.
Yeah.
The like, dead come back to life, then they bite people, and then it's an infection.
True, you can. It's just that brings in the paranormal aspect of it versus...
Well, that's one of my favorite parts about the Romero films. They never explained it. Never.
It was just... They were just coming to life.
Yeah, there was... I think it was the first one, the original Night of the Living Dead or something, where there's like a news thing talking about an asteroid that had crashed,
yeah.
but they never...
There was like a bacteria or
yeah,
something.
But they never confirmed it. Like, that was just a backstory thing that you could kind of go, oh, maybe that's what it was. But they never... It's like It Follows. There was no explanation in It Follows.
Yeah, it was just the monster...
And that can be scarier sometimes when they don't try to shoehorn in an explanation to make you think, well, something's scary.
Mm.
You know, American Werewolf in London, they didn't explain where the werewolf curse comes from
just
originally.
Just told you to stay out of the moors.
Just stay off the moors. And they didn't fucking listen because they're two stupid American boys. Watch American Werewolf in London. Stay far away from Paris.
Seriously.
Not a good film.
Nope.
I remember watching that in North Carolina when we were on vacation, and I had like heat stroke or something and stayed home, and it was what was on the TV, and it was a terrible, terrible movie.
And you didn't know whether or not it was a real film or if you were just hallucinating. Shannon, did they make a sequel to American Werewolf in London, or did I dream that?
And Shannon's answer is, of course, no.
No,
they
did
not.
And there's one Matrix movie.
Yeah, right.
There's two Ghostbusters films, huh?
There's only two Godfather films.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, we can move on to the next set here.
What are we moving on to?
Let's do animation.
Shit.
Did you want to do another one first so you can have time to flesh out that list a little?
We can do animation. I'm just gonna put in like movies I'm hesitating to put certain movies in because I don't want to do a lot of Disney films. So I'm trying to think of like, oh, okay, what can I think of that's obscure? Like, well, you're not supposed to think of something obscure. Just think of stuff you like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine. You start us off though.
Okay. Yeah, I'll start us off with the animation, I guess, then. All right.
We'll talk about them as you go along.
We'll
talk about them as you go along instead of waiting until everyone's done and then thinking, like, what did you say?
Yeah. Figure out. I'll do the top 10 list, then we can talk about the top 10 list.
Okay.
As a whole. All right. So, Princess Mononoke. Okay. Kubo and the Two Strings.
Very good.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Bastard.
Aladdin.
Bastard.
Inside Out.
I'm good.
Where's five? Did I not? Uh-oh.
That's
I didn't
why
put
I didn't
a five next
that's,
to one.
That's why I didn't number mine. I just wrote down 10.
Shit. I'll go Lego Movie, I guess. No, Mulan. Mulan works. Yeah. Because I guess I didn't write down number five. So yeah. I just pulled in one of my honorable mentions. Moana, Coco... Hercules and Toy Story.
No Goofy movie?
Fuck!
See?
God damn it!
This is what happens.
I expected a Goofy movie from you.
Yeah, and that's like number two. Like, that's above Hercules. Fuck, yeah, no, like, and I knew that was gonna happen. Like, there's gonna, oh, shit.
I know, Princess Mononoke was my second Miyazaki film. I keep forgetting Kiki's Delivery Service was my first
Lindsay.
Miyazaki film.
How could you forget Kiki?
Oh, it was on TV.
Princess Mononoke was my first Miyazaki movie.
It was also my first Miyazaki movie.
It was the one good thing to come out of that Wendy's food poisoning that I've told stories about.
Because you were just in the hotel.
I was in the hotel room by myself. I desperately needed to be feet from a bathroom, or else it would be rather disastrous.
No animation needed.
You.
So, I saw, you know, I saw a movie on, like, I think it was on Adult Swim or Cartoon Network, either one. And yeah, it was Princess Mononoke. I was like, what is this? And I watched it, and it was really fucking good. And yeah, like I said, that was the one good thing to come out of.
Out of being sick.
That awful, awful food poisoning. Fuck you, Wendy's.
Fuck you, Wendy's.
Specifically the Wendy's in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, you just burned them. They're never going to recover.
Nope. Never gonna. Yep. No, it's it was a difficult list to come up with, and like all of these really were hard to narrow down into 10. Though apparently I just fucking, oh, no, that's what happened to 5. It was down at, okay, it blended in. Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, shit.
Into the Spider-Verse is number 5.
Guess what's going on my list.
And yeah, I'd probably get rid of.
Which was so good.
I don't know. I would probably take out Kubo and put in a Goofy Movie if
fuck
I was.
Them strings.
If I had to be limited to 10.
I mostly, as far as Kubo went, I just really liked the art style in it and everything really else good. That they did with the stop motion and the CG that they added to it. It was just a gorgeous film.
Yes.
I don't remember much about the storyline, though, to be honest. I was just like, ooh, that's pretty. Wow, that took forever. I don't have the patience to do that. I know how they did that, but that took forever.
Yeah, it was really, really pretty. And I enjoyed the story. Like, it was good. Like, it was a good movie. And I know, like, everybody's thinking, like, why wouldn't you just take off the number 10? It's because with a few of these lists, the numbering kind of lost meaning as I added movies to it.
Yeah.
So
that,
I just
kind of
started swapping stuff around.
I didn't number mine at all. I just listed. Yeah. So.
Same thing.
The top 5 are the ones that are, I guess, kind of important for, they're not really numbering, but, like, the top 5 versus the bottom 5 are the only real important distinctions.
Not on mine. Mine is completely random. Do not take mine as a thing.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay, the queen of animation.
Okay.
It better be good.
So, I had to throw on my favorite Disney movie, Sleeping Beauty.
I was going to say.
I love Sleeping Beauty.
Aurora is the name of the main character.
Yes. And Maleficent is the best villain ever.
Now, you really like that Jolie version.
But that movie was not great.
No.
Fucking feminazis.
She had the look down great, but I did not like their
revisionist
take with
ass history.
Yeah. What the hell? Land Before Time, the original. Nightmare
Boy,
Before
I like
Christmas.
That movie too.
Anastasia. The Road to El Dorado.
Oh, goddamn.
Howl's Moving Castle. Yeah. All Dogs Go to Heaven. Mm. Coraline. Mm. Hercules. And Toy Story 2.
Fucking Hercules. I love that movie.
I love
so
Hercules.
Much.
I can't remember the last time I watched Hercules.
Oh,
I don't know if I've ever actually watched
so
the full thing.
Good.
Oh, it's
I'm a damsel. I'm in distress. I got this covered.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen the full movie. I remember the TV show. I like the TV show.
I love the
TV show.
The TV
show was great.
Yeah.
They had crossovers with Aladdin in the TV show.
Nice. Yeah.
That's weird.
Occasionally, I will go to sleep watching Hercules. Just like I'll throw it on there. Like if it's one of those, if I don't feel like putting on Blazing Saddles or some other kind of comedy in the background, I'll throw on Hercules in the background.
You know, he wore Blazing Saddles. He fucking rode one. God damn it, I keep getting it wrong. Motherfucker.
He wore a Blazing Saddle.
Man, that must have been uncomfortable.
Horse was he?
We got the favorites of the favorite by, once again, wrestling legend, personal friend of the show, and one of the best guys I know, Austin Lane. He's got The Lion King.
Okay.
Toy Story.
Uh-huh.
This one, I think, is debatable, but I'm going to let it go because I love it so much. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
It's animation.
It does have animation.
What do you call it?
I loved that
honorable
movie.
Mentions.
That's the word.
I used to rent that one all the time.
The Incredibles.
Okay.
Lego Batman. Up. Beauty and the Beast, which is him and Nikki. She's Beauty, for the record. Toy Story 3. Finding Nemo. Frozen. And he's got an honorable mention, Iron Giant.
Ooh, I forgot about the Iron Giant.
Really good.
Vin Diesel's best role.
Ooh,
it's not true. He did really good.
My honorable mention would also probably be the Brave Little Toaster.
Brave Little Toaster. I'm tired of hearing you talk about toasters and tank engines and shit.
Man, Brave Little Toaster was an awesome movie.
The first one.
Yeah.
The rest are garbage.
Yeah, well, never. The rest didn't happen.
It's like The Matrix.
Fair enough.
All right, so how many did I end up with now that I stole some from you guys? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hey, I got 10. All right.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Frozen. Because I legitimately love that movie.
I really liked Frozen. I like Tangled better, but
I like Tangled a lot. But it was just the visual
style.
Still
haven't seen Tangled.
If it wasn't for, if it wasn't for Elsa.
Uh huh.
Elsa's like one of my favorite all-time characters.
Yeah, I'm so glad that they switched her around because she was originally supposed to just flat out be a villain.
I think they should make her a villain eventually, but that's another story for another time. But I love that. And the damn song, Let It Go. Like, we'll always, you know, you made it when, like, I'm sitting on Broadway
and you hear someone bumping it out their
and
car.
And not just someone, but like people, I don't know, like young people,
college students,
thugs, rednecks, whoever. They drive by and I'm hearing Let It Go and I'm like, yeah, buddy, you know, you made it. Here's the one that I'm going to throw at you. And you're going to go, I didn't even think about that one. The Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yes, I was contemplating that one.
I really love that movie.
Again, I really like the animation style that they did. It had an amazing cast. It was just good.
Yeah, it did.
Robin Hood.
Yes.
Is one of my all-time favorite films.
I love Robin Hood.
It's classic.
Vampire Hunter D.
Okay.
Also, that was probably the first anime I ever saw. So
that was one of my first anime movies that
I saw. Wasn't that the first one that you also saw with boobies?
Yes.
Yes.
Anime nudity.
Actually, no, now that you mention it, that was not my first animated movie. That's later, and it did have boobies in it. Why did I say boobies? That sounds so stupid. You make me sound like a child. Aqua Teen Hunger Force : movie film for theaters.
God damn it.
I was so proud that I went to see that in theaters.
It was so, oh my gosh.
I remember you were trying to get me to go real bad.
I think we were like 15 minutes in and we're like, this is still going.
Yeah, it's like the first 20 minutes are so funny. And then over time you're like, my God, this is an hour and a half of Aqua Teen. Straight.
Yeah, no, that's watching six episodes of Aqua Teen back to back to back.
But the same plot. Stretched out. But it was such an experience. I put it on
really
there.
It really was.
Justice League New Frontier.
Oh, that's a great. Ooh, I didn't think of any of the fucking DC animated movies.
Because they're all so good.
They are.
Oh, like, Under the Red Hood.
Yeah, I almost put
Under the Red Hood
on there.
Is my favorite.
But New Frontier is my favorite. I love
that
film.
No,
that
was really good too.
The Simpsons movie.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Yeah, my list is weird because.
So? No, it's fine.
Final Fantasy Spirits Within or Advent Children. Take your pick.
Both.
I've seen Advent Children. I don't think I've seen Spirits Within.
Spirits Within messed with me so bad.
Spirits Within was so, like, at the time, realistic. Like, the girl was on the cover of different magazines and people didn't know she was fake.
It was just trippy because, like, I kept having to tell my brain, this is animation. And then you get the character that's voiced by Steve Buscemi and you're like, that's not him.
That's not Steve Buscemi.
Now, the only bad part about it is the movie almost bankrupted Square.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because they never made another film other than Advent Children because of it.
I watched Advent Children, and the problem is that I never played Final Fantasy VII.
See how that could be
so
a problem?
So I
we're a little
I had,
confused.
Yeah, no, I was watching. I was like, this is very pretty, because I was watching with a bunch of friends of mine that were super fans of Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
And they were all so fucking stoked, and every single time they saw, like,
I never finished it, but I at
character.
Least knew the basics.
Yeah, no, I knew nothing.
Seven's not my favorite in the game series at all, but the movie was pretty cool, and it was just cool to see these characters, like, well animated and looking cool. And that's where you get Cloud and Smash is this Advent Children form. Because even though he has his original form, it's still the Advent
Children.
Because he's not fucking triangles. Because go back and play 7, he was fucking triangles.
Yeah.
The first anime film I ever saw, which also contained breasts, Street Fighter 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to see Chun-Li.
The Chun-Li shower scene. Yeah.
That was my first one with nudity as well.
I'll never forget that. And I was mouth open. I'm like, you can't do that. I just saw Chun-Li naked, but then I thought, but she's animated, so is she naked? Is she a real person? Can I masturbate to this? And at that point, I'm already masturbating.
Like, the zip happened minutes ago.
I didn't even know it. It was just a cool movie. And last, I'll do Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, God, that movie's so fucking good.
I stole that from you, because that really was a fantastic film.
So good, and the animation was so incredible.
Yes.
It was stylish. That's what I loved about it. It wasn't just a normal animation.
I think I told you before, one of my friends was saying they researched it, and they took, like, 2 years alone just developing that animation style.
Oh, did you hear about the cut joke from the film?
No.
Mm-mm.
Hold on, I gotta tell you this. So it's during the part where they're all talking about people they've lost.
Uh-huh.
and it's Spider-Ham.
Oh, no.
Something he says, and they said that the joke was so funny, like everyone just laughed their ass off, but it really went against the like the character and just the thing they were trying to do. But when everyone's saying they lost their people, Spider-Ham says that he lost his uncle Frankenfurter, and then he said he was electrocuted. It smelled so good.
The beautiful thing about Spider-Ham, because it was John Mulaney that voiced Spider-Ham,
yeah,
because they didn't have to animate a mouth for him ever. They just kind of had, like, you know, the general movements of, like, he was kind of talking.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they told Mulaney just, like, you know, like, this is the script, but do
you
whatever
can do what you want.
And there for, like, for apparently the first hour or so of recording, they told him just, you know, do whatever. He did not realize that it was a PG movie.
Yeah. Oh.
So there was so much profanity. And then at some point, like, he asked, like, so what is the rating on this movie again? And, like, PG is like, oh, so none of this is usable. Yeah, but you're having fun.
He didn't even know that he was in Spider-Man. They just told him, hey, read some lines.
See, now I think it's funny that they were doing that as far as, like, the animation-wise goes, because generally they do all that recording before the animating, and then they make the lips match up.
Yeah.
Other than, like, dubbing, obviously.
Right. I don't, they may have been doing that too. But either way, like, Spider-Ham, I guess, was easy to, like, do and change because
of that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to un action, or
let's do comedy last.
Un comedy.
Action.
So do action.
Yeah.
Is it under action, cop, or buddy action? Action, action. Take a
action,
layoff.
Action.
And then
action,
it goes into action. The porn section. Zero is king of the hill. Jesse.
Hey.
Kimmel, start us off.
All right. Let's hope I didn't mess these up.
You did.
Because this is another one of those things, like, there were a couple of late entries, so the numbering system got a little mangled. Anyway, Casino Royale, Die Hard, John Wick.
Any particular Die Hard? Or,
first one.
Okay, so not Die Hard 2 or Die Hard 3, which was with the Vengeance, or the terrible one they made like a couple years
Live
ago.
Live Free or Die Hard.
Jeez, what a...
bleh. Yeah, no, it was just the first Die Hard.
Okay.
Then John Wick, but chapters 1 and 2, really, because they're both
and
great.
3. You've already got that on your list.
No, I don't.
You should, and you know it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. I don't think I liked it near as much as, like, everybody else.
The trailer?
But no, just in general, John Wick.
Oh, okay.
I enjoy those movies quite a bit. Obviously, they made it onto a top 10 list, but I know Asa lives and breathes John Wick.
Yeah.
And yeah, anyway. So yeah, John Wick 1 and 2. Next up, The Raid. The Korean... What? Do you not like that movie, or did I take one from you?
It's okay. I'll get it back.
Yeah. I love The Raid. Anyway, number 6 now, Tombstone. Take it more, Shannon's. Number 5, Django Unchained. Number 4, Terminator 2.
Mm.
Number 3, Captain America Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, The Dark Knight. And number 1, Kingsman 1 and 2.
Oh, good. You only took 2 of mine.
That surprises me, honestly.
For the record, I took The Raid off my list at this point since you put it on there. But I want to say The Raid was fucking awesome.
The Raid is, oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to mention, just since I didn't mention it before, one of my self-imposed rules that I was talking about earlier. If I didn't limit the Marvel movies, then like 8 of my movies would have been Marvel like MCU movies. But instead, I went with my favorite action movie of the MCU, and I put that one on there. And it was really a toss-up between Winter Soldier and Thor Ragnarok.
I think Winter Soldier may be my favorite Marvel film.
It's so damn good.
I also really liked the third Captain America movie.
That was the Civil War.
Yeah.
Yeah. Civil War was really good, too.
But I think Winter Soldier, yeah, they're good. Captain America is strange because I thought his first movie was probably the weakest.
Obviously, I did not.
Other than Thor was also super weak. But Thor had Kat Denning.
It did.
And Natalie Portman.
Yeah, honestly, of the first one, the weakest one for me was Incredible Hulk, for sure.
I even forget that was in that. Yeah, you're right. I often forget that was even part of it, because the first Incredible Hulk for me was the Ang Lee version, which everyone hated, but I loved.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool, because Nick Nolte with that hair.
Can't beat that shit. That's fair. Yeah, that was. I'm really surprised I only took two of yours. Are you including two, including the raid, or no?
I'm not including the raid.
So three, including the raid.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, three, okay. Two. Tombstone and the raid. I'm leaving Tombstone on mine though, because it's fucking Tombstone.
Yeah, it's fucking Tombstone. No,
Lindsay, what do you got?
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Did you just write that one down?
No.
Okay.
That was on there beforehand. I'll John Wick, Dark Knight, Thor Ragnarok.
She is.
X-Men First Class, 300.
That's a solid pick.
That is on my, that actually got bumped off for Django. Because that was on my honorable
Jurassic
mentions.
Park, Ninja Turtles.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about Ninja Turtles.
Daylight, and all of the Star Wars movies.
Daylight.
Yeah, Star Wars. I didn't even think about putting Star Wars on.
Daylight
an
is a really
list.
Stupid Stallone movie. That I was gonna say that's one where
they're trapped.
Stars.
They're trapped under the
in the sewers or the bridges collapse or whatever.
Of all the Stallone movies,
holy
to pick,
shit!
Fucking Rocky.
Holy shit! No, stop right now. Deja vu. We've done this.
Have we?
We've had this conversation. I've asked you about this movie before. You've mentioned it. Jesse says Rocky. We've done this. We just talked about Deja Vu on Tuesday, and I just got the biggest sense of Deja Vu just then. Wow.
Huh.
Fucking blowing my mind here, man.
You know what? Did you guys talk about the scientific explanation for deja vu?
I did. I think I may have mentioned some of the theories, but I never really got into it.
Because the one that I always heard was like basically half of your brain gets behind and processes.
I think Calvin mentioned that, didn't he?
Something
that you put the memory in twice, basically.
Like, basically like half your brain processes it after the first half. So it's like, oh, yeah, I've definitely seen this before. But either way, yeah, look, I didn't even fucking think about any of the Rocky movies. Like, Rocky 3 should absolutely be on my list. Or Creed.
Creed is so good.
Did you ever see Creed 2?
In general. I've never watched Creed 1.
God damn.
Yeah, I need to. It's on my list.
I got it.
Both of them?
The second one hasn't come out yet.
Oh, yeah, because it was still in theaters not so long ago, wasn't it?
Yep.
The last Rocky movie I saw, we actually went to watch Rocky. Was it Rocky Balboa?
Rocky
Balboa.
Yeah,
we saw that.
I saw
the
that
theater
in theaters
was
as well.
Freezing,
it was at Christmas.
And we all just started giggling for no reason.
Oh, like when he said his wife died from lady cancer,
and
we
all
started laughing.
Just started laughing.
We felt like such asses. Yeah, there were other people in there too, but we were so cold.
It was so freezing. Like their heaters were not working.
Yeah.
And plus, Stallone delivering that line, like, yeah, it's a kind of a sad moment and everything, but he's like, lady cancer. What the fuck, Stallone?
Here we have Austin Lane, the best of the best, soon to come back to a wrestling ring, hopefully. Good luck with the post-surgery recovery. His top 10 action, Dark Knight, Empire Strikes Back, Jurassic Park, Die Hard, Winter Soldier, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Infinity War, Terminator, John Wick, and his honorable mention is Kingsman.
God, I love the Kingsman movies so
I think
much.
You two have a
I
very
still haven't watched the second one yet.
I haven't.
See, I don't want to watch it because I found out a particular person died, and it made me not want to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Girl is all I'll say.
Yeah.
That upset me.
That was not the one I thought you were thinking of. But
guy, too? Yeah, no. And then one person you thought, no, I won't spoil anything. Here's my picks for action. Rambo First Blood Part 2. That's the one I took the raid off for because it was kind of on my list. And I thought once you said that, I'll put Rambo. I like the Rambo films, but that's always going to be my favorite. That was such a good film. Dread.
Oh, motherfucker. I
was
forgot
surprised
about
you didn't have Dread on there because I thought you were going to take that one from me.
Yeah, fuck. I forgot about that movie.
That it's basically The Raid, but with Judge Dread.
It was so good. Like, and I actually saw that before The Raid because that was how it was sold. The Raid was sold to me because Ben found it before I did. I don't know where he found it from, but he introduced our group to it. And I remember he was like, because I showed him Dread, and he was like, holy fuck, that was a great movie. And then, yeah, he pitched me this one. He's like, all right, so I've got a movie for you. Lot like Dread, less sci-fi, and but it's Korean. All right. He's like, a lot more kung fu.
Sweet. And it was.
It was. It was so fucking good. Anyway, continue.
The Star Wars series. I just put the whole series.
Yeah.
I couldn't pick one.
Yeah, it's too
couldn't
hard pick to one. Pick.
I didn't even think about Star Wars for action, honestly.
I wanted to put Star Wars on there somewhere, but I didn't think of anywhere else it could fit. I guess it could fit under animation, too.
Yeah.
A lot of that shit's animated. Tombstone, because it may be the best film of all time. It's definitely up there.
That's really true.
There's only one part of that movie I don't like. There's only one part that I go, oh, that's not good. And it's the part where he's in the river, and he's like, no! And then it cuts to him in slow motion, no! And he shoots him.
You know, the movie kind of does fall apart in the last, like, 15 minutes, but, yeah,
but
it's
boy,
fine.
That first hour and a half.
Oh, my God, cool. It's so good.
The Predator. The original.
That was an honorable mention on mine, too.
And part two. I'd put Predator 2 with Danny Glover on there. Aliens, the second one, is a straight up...
That was an honorable mention for horror. Well, shit, I didn't actually write it down. Never mind.
John Wick. Yeah, we all bit into that biscuit.
You don't mess That's with good. A man's dog.
The true. Terminator series. I couldn't pick one on that either. Terminator 2 is the best, but yes. Terminator 1, Terminator 2, and Terminator 3 are all good. They range from great to good.
I did not like Terminator 3 at all.
See, I didn't either until Salvation came out, and then I'm like, you know what?
In retrospect.
Yeah, in mm-hmm. retrospect, because Salvation was god-awful. And yeah. I like Genesis.
I do, too. I liked
Genesis.
Genesis was not bad.
GoldenEye.
I knew you'd have that on there. I think it's
funny we both have a James Bond film on, two different Bonds.
Yep.
And RoboCop, the original. Or the remake wasn't bad either, but the original RoboCop. The remake
RoboCop. Was solid.
And then the remake, remake disturbed me more than the original.
Because of the part where he's all taken apart.
Yuck.
My honorable mention is anything with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it from the 80s. Except Twins.
What about Last Action Total Hero? Total Recall, Commando.
Last Action Hero, yeah. I like that movie. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. But yeah, Commando... Predator, fucking anything he was in, even into the 90s, he was still making good stuff. Total Recall,
Kindergarten Cop. No,
that's comedy.
Did you know boys have a penis and girls have a vagina? That kid would be confused today.
I remember liking Kindergarten Cop because his name was Kimball.
He did. Was, yeah. Did you know they made a sequel?
No,
like a couple years ago with Dolph Lundgren.
Really?
No shit.
Oh, Jesus.
No shit. All right, last one.
Dolph Lundgren has not aged well.
I don't know, man. He's still sexy as fuck.
Is he?
I think so. I'd bang all of them, though. No. Who am I kidding? They'd bang me. I'm not banging anybody. Last one, we got comedy, and we got about 7 minutes left, so that's actually pretty good timing. So we'll just go through our lists, and we'll call it a show.
All right.
Jesse Kimball.
This one was probably the hardest for me to do. And I know we just talked about a time limit, but yeah, no, this one is probably the hardest one for me to do because basically the way I was setting this up, all of these lists, I just went with, like, I wrote down movies until I couldn't think of any more that would belong on a top 10 list.
Right.
And comedy, I went up to almost 30. Before I finally just had to stop myself.
Jeez.
I watch a lot of comedy movies. Apparently, that's my favorite genre. Today, I learned.
I was today years old.
All right. So, at number 10, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
On Lindsay's list.
And Bogus Journey.
Yeah, Bogus Journey's really good, too. Anyway. Superbad. Hmm. Shaun of the Dead. Mm-hmm. Harlem Nights.
Oh, so good.
So good. Scott Pilgrim.
So good.
School of Rock.
Yeah.
Enjoy the music in it.
I fucking loved that movie as a kid. I still love that movie. It holds up. Zombieland.
Yeah.
Tommy Boy.
Yes.
Happy Gilmore. Uh-huh.
That was on my list, and I took it off for a movie that I remembered when we were talking.
And number one. Blazing Saddles.
Damn, I'm just keeping it. I'm not taking it off. No.
You better not. Blazing Saddles better be on all four lists read tonight.
He rode a blazing saddle and he wore a shiny star. I got it. That is a solid list. Although I have never seen Superbad.
Really?
I never. Yeah.
It's really good.
That's Apatow, right?
Do what?
Is that Apatow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's Emma Stone with, that was where you got McLovin. And
Bill,
that was,
Bill Hader's in that as one of the cops.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
And Seth Rogen is the other cop. And then
fucking Jonah Hill is like Jonah a teenager.
That was Jonah Hill's like first movie that I know of. No, yeah, that movie was like it had a little bit of everything and it was a fuckload of fun. I loved that movie. Anyway, Lindsay, go ahead.
Clueless.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Shut up.
No, it's on my list too.
Uh-huh. Clue, The Breakfast Club.
Wait, so you have Clue and Clueless?
Yes.
Did you know, apparently they remade the Clue?
No.
In 2014.
Yeah, they mentioned in the group chat the other day. Apparently they made a new one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's awful. Based around teenagers
it had
and
to
shit.
Have been seeing that I've never heard of it.
I think it was made for TV, in fairness.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah, no, it was bad. No.
Okay, anyways. The Breakfast Club, Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
That almost made my list.
Happy Gilmore.
That did make my list.
Yeah.
All three Back to the Future movies.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is hard.
Both Bill and Ted movies. Mm-hmm. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, 9 to 5, and Big.
I'm surprised that you didn't mention any of the other ones that I have written down. Like, other than, like, obviously we had ones that matched.
Uh-huh.
But none of the movies you mentioned are in my, I guess, what would be honorable mentions.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's see which ones of mine are on there. Well, first off, we have the favorite of the favorite, Austin Lane. He's got Ghostbusters. That's the 2016 that. Version.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
I was about to say.
Although I know he liked it. I know he liked it. Step Brothers.
It had its moments.
Animal House.
Step Brothers.
Caddyshack. Happy Gilmore. Dumb and Dumber. I fucking hate Dumb and Dumber.
I love that. That's on my list too. The
so
extended
obnoxious.
List.
The only part about about that movie, because I was a boy and a pervert, is when he like dreams about picking her up in her dress and she's like bare ass naked. Because I had a crush on that girl. I don't remember her name, but hit the crush button if you got it, Hunter. Airplane.
It's on my list.
Anchorman.
Yep.
Blazing Saddles.
There it is.
The Jerk. And honorable mention, Ghostbusters 2. All right.
Solid list.
My comedy. Ghostbusters 1 and 2, because I can't decide. I'd put 2016 on there, too. I don't give a fuck. I love it. Blazing Saddles. I'm very disappointed in you. That was on your list.
I'm sorry.
It's one of the funniest
fucking
things.
To be fair, I didn't watch Blazing Saddles until I moved out here.
Oh, my God. We showed it to... Allie's never seen it. We were watching it the other day, and I couldn't tell if she thought it was funny or not because of the blatant racism in it. But, what do you got?
I fucking forgot about Black Dynamite.
See, I didn't put it on my list because I thought you were going to have
it. God damn it, I forgot about fucking Black Dynamite.
That was on my list.
That's,
I was like,
that's a top three right there.
I knew you were going to take it, so I left it off.
Fuck.
Friday.
That's on my list.
That's what I took Happy Gilmore off for, because I was like, oh, fuck. There was not a movie I loved more back in the 90s than Friday. I watched it all the time.
It's so good.
Airplane, because that's such a good fucking film. The Naked Gun trilogy with Leslie Nielsen. One and two are just perfect. Groundhog Day. Clueless.
I love Clueless.
Fear of a Black Hat, which is a movie that not enough people know about, and I wish they'd watch it. It's a mockumentary about a rap group called NWH. I won't say what that stands for, but you can guess. And it's just them going over their songs like Booty Juice. yeah, just watch it. It's so fucking funny. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
And this was a late entry, but like I legitimately think this is one of the funniest films of all time. Don't at me. Borat. The first time I watched Borat, I was laughing so hard because...
You were crying. You were laughing so hard.
Because to know that, like, this is before everyone was doing, like, the prank videos online. Like, this is before YouTube made that shit, like, so obnoxious.
This is where I found out I hated that stuff.
But for him to be an originator and to go out there and, like, fuck with people like that, and he did such a good job of it.
The inverse, folks, for those of you that don't know, I haven't heard this story before. That's one of two movies that I almost walked out of the theater because I disliked it so much.
I laughed so hard. The part where he's at the rodeo and they tell him to shave his mustache and maybe he can pass off as an Italian. Like, because it wasn't just him pranking people, it was also him like exposing that subtle racism and shit like that. Like, I thought there was a lot of meat and potatoes to that movie beyond the initial. Oh, it's Sacha Baron Cohen fucking with people.
I might like it more if I gave it another shot, honestly. But I remember like just being, by the time it got to the teabag section of the movie, which was basically the entire third act.
And then they run out naked together.
Yeah, by that point in the film, I was already completely out of it and like upset. Like,
I like when he brings the black prostitute to the, you never saw it, did you? He brings a black prostitute to a fancy dinner with a bunch of Southern white people.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, I saw, like, the whole movie. Okay. I could not, like, I have not watched the movie since it came out in theaters. And I couldn't tell you, the only scene that I actually remember seeing was the teabag, there's 15 minutes of that.
There's a lot of bad stupid stuff in the movie, like the jokes about his sister and where he's from. Where was it, fuck, I forget where he said he was from, but like that place got pissed that's how they portrayed him. But as a whole, I thought it was super funny. I still haven't watched Bruno because I figured it would just be the same thing, but with a eccentrically gay character. And then I didn't watch any of the Ali G stuff because it just didn't appeal to me.
Apparently, the Ali G was just awful as well. But like I said, I didn't watch anything, including that individual, minus Sweeney Todd.
Which he was great in.
Yeah, he was great in that movie.
He's a great actor. Like, he's legitimately a great actor. When they first announced the Queen movie, I thought, that's the guy that should play Freddie Mercury. He looks like He's got the chops, but the guy that got to play him also apparently did pretty well.
I haven't seen the movie, so.
I haven't either. Not yet, anyway. All right, that's going to be it for us tonight. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. And what do you think of the list? What are your favorite movies? What's your top 10? Shoot us a message like Austin Lane did. Zane Laney, we want to know. Ciro, we want to know. All the rest of you, we want to know. You robo bitches, you let us know in the comment section. Shoot us a message. Shoot us an email. And let us know what your favorites are. We're going to get out of here. Back on Sunday with Nerd Up. And then we'll do the whole thing next week. I want to thank you guys for listening to us once again. Later.